Well, Meg, again, I appreciate your taking time to talk to me this morning. It was good of you to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So just a couple of questions. I guess a good place to start is that it sounds from your article that you feel like, you know, the way that Bird kind of jumped into the Nashville market so abruptly may not have been the best possible strategy. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. It's not necessarily that the way they jumped in was bad, right? Bird, this is a typical way they roll out in cities across the country. I think that what our reporting showed is that the way they did it, for no pun intended, right, really ruffled feathers here with Metro. And the city has a history of working with disruptor companies, but with Bird, they kind of drew a different line because of frustration with how Airbnb and short-term rentals impacted our city, and then also because Bird was essentially asking for forgiveness rather than permission to launch.
Yeah. Another thing that was interesting to me was your take on, you know, kind of how this whole story could impact Nashville's national reputation as kind of a tech-friendly city, and it's even maybe its ability to attract new tech talent. What's your thinking there?
Yeah, so I think what our reporting showed is that people who are engaged with the city's technology community, it's not that Bird will, the way we handled Bird will ruin our reputation, but it is something where we need to think about how we engage with these companies, because if our new approach is to react as strongly as we did to Bird, then there could be ramifications according to these people who are engaged with the community. I think that, you know, lots of cities, you know, have responded to scooters in a similar way to Nashville by like kicking them out for a short-term period to create regulations, which is essentially what we're doing. But I think the idea that Nashville's interaction with Bird going unnoticed is not true. I think that our reporting showed that there are people that saw what the city did and have questions and are saying, well, why did you do that? And there wasn't, it, according to some of our sources, there was never really a good answer to that.
Yeah. And probably a good idea to get a solution here, because it sounds as if there are kind of several other companies in the wings that are hoping to follow in Bird's footsteps here. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Nashville, for so many reasons, is an attractive market for these scooter and dockless bike companies, primarily because not only our tourism industry, right, these are an efficient, quick way for people to get around the city, right, but because we have such a growing population of young millennial employees, you know, that are attracted to efficiency, and that's what these companies market themselves as offering, right? And there are tons of companies that want to come here. Like Bird's biggest competitor, Lime, is very interested in rolling out its scooters and its bikes to the market. And so they're all just waiting for these regulations to come in place, because once the regulations are created, we'll have a permitting process and they'll have to get permits to be able to be on the roads.
Yeah. And speaking of that process, you're expecting some action on that possibly this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Tuesday night, the ordinance that is carrying these regulations is up for its second vote. And historically in Metro Council, the second vote is kind of the most critical. The first one, you kind of just pass it through. The second one is where you really get into the policy discussion. The third one is historically where you kind of just, you make sure everything's okay and then kind of check it off, right? And so that should be happening Tuesday night. There have been some delays with the bill because of kind of logistics, but it seems like that stuff has been hammered out and it should go forward for second reading on Tuesday. Our sources say that kind of sentiment on council is that they want to see this passed and they want it to move forward. So it's expected to, but you know, that's always kind of a little bit of a crapshoot with legislative bodies, but it seems to be that it should pass this week.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So for anyone interested in more in-depth look at this issue, where can they find your article?
Yeah, so it's on the Nashville Business Journal's website. It was our cover story last week. So if you go onto our homepage, you'll see it, a link to it right there in the upper right-hand corner. It's not necessarily that the way they jumped in was bad, right, Bert? This is a typical way they roll out in cities across the country. I think that what our reporting showed is that the way they did it, for no pun intended, right, really ruffled feathers here with Metro. And the city has a history of working with disruptor companies, but with Bird, they kind of drew a different line because of frustration with how Airbnb and short-term rentals impacted our city, and then also because Bird was essentially asking for forgiveness rather than permission to launch.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing that was interesting to me was your take on, you know, kind of how this whole story could impact Nashville's national reputation as kind of a tech-friendly city, and it's even maybe its ability to attract new tech talent. What's your thinking there?
Yeah, so I think what our reporting showed is that people who are engaged with the city's technology community, it's not that Bird will, the way we handled Bird will ruin our reputation, but it is something where we need to think about how we engage with these companies, because if our new approach is to react as strongly as we did to Bird, then there could be ramifications according to these people who are engaged with the community. I think that, you know, lots of cities, you know, have responded to scooters in a similar way to Nashville by like kicking them out for a short-term period to create regulations, which is essentially what we're doing. But I think the idea that Nashville's interaction with Bird going unnoticed is not true. I think that our reporting showed that there are people that saw what the city did and have questions and are saying, well, why did you do that? And there wasn't, it, according to some of our sources, there was never really a good answer to that.
Yeah, yeah. And probably a good idea to get a solution here, because it sounds as if there are kind of several other companies in the wings that are hoping to follow in Bird's footsteps here. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Nashville, for so many reasons, is an attractive market for these scooter and dockless bike companies. Primarily because not only our tourism industry, right, these are an efficient, quick way for people to get around the city, right, but because we have such a growing population of young millennial employees, you know, that are attracted to efficiency, and that's what these companies market themselves as offering, right? And there are tons of companies that want to come here. Like Bird's biggest competitor, Lime, is very interested in rolling out its scooters and its bikes to the market. And so they're all just waiting for these regulations to come in place, because once the regulations are created, we'll have a permitting process and they'll have to get permits to be able to be on the roads.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of that process, you're expecting some action on that possibly this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Tuesday night, the ordinance that is carrying these regulations is up for its second vote. And historically in Metro Council, the second vote is kind of the most critical. The first one, you kind of just pass it through. The second one is where you really get into the policy discussion. The third one is historically where you kind of just, you make sure everything's okay and then kind of check it off, right? And so that should be happening Tuesday night. There have been some delays with the bill because of kind of logistics, but it seems like that stuff has been hammered out and it should go forward for second reading on Tuesday. Our sources say that kind of sentiment on council is that they want to see this passed and they want it to move forward. So it's expected to, but you know, that's always kind of a little bit of a crapshoot with legislative bodies, but it seems to be that it should pass this week.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So for anyone interested in more in-depth look at this issue, where can they find your article?
Yeah, so it's on the Nashville Business Journal's website. It was our cover story last week. So if you go onto our homepage, you'll see a link to it right there in the upper right-hand corner.
All right, Meg, it was good of you to do it, and I appreciate the time.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, I will. I'll put this together, and we'll probably then send you a copy of it before I put it to air, just to let you have a pass at it. So hopefully, I'll have that ready for you by lunchtime. I'll be emailing that by lunchtime for you to take a look at. So.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, I appreciate you folks being willing to do this. I'm a one man newsroom, so I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Good deal. You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.